Dr. Steinger, can you talk a little bit about variation in ejection fraction, particularly within the normal range?
With the inception of radionuclide ventriculography in the late 60s and early 70s, we did a lot of reproducibility studies. And the purpose of the reproducibility studies, because that technique was used to diagnose coronary artery disease during exercise, and a change in the ejection fraction was believed to be a significant factor. So we measured ejection fraction a great deal. And what we discovered is that, as mentioned, is when the ejection fraction was in the 70% range or higher, there was enormous variability from one measurement to the next. If you sat a person down and did serial ejection fractions, the ejection fractions would vary by as much as 15. 15 unit ejection fraction change would not at all be unusual. The reason for that is at a very high ejection fraction in a normal-sized heart, you're talking about an end-systolic dimension, which is literally a pixel in the computer in a 64 by 64 computer matrix. And any variation whatsoever in the detection of the edge around that one pixel will make it grow from 1 to 3 pixels, for instance, or 1 to 4 pixels. So with very small end-systolic volumes in a healthy heart, minor variations in your edge detection ability can produce dramatic changes in the ejection fraction. So in practice, we are very skeptical about these sort of fluctuations within the normal range.
So she ended up getting how much Herceptin?
She got approximately a year. And we were close, and at 44, it was approximately a year already of chemotherapy, and I stopped her.